Another aspect you should consider formalising with your team is how you work together. This helps to set expectations early on, so there are no misunderstandings or disputes further down the line. First of all, I recommend outlining guidance on face-to-face meetings, even if you're not having them right now. This is because you can actually get a lot done in your network without meeting at all, which may have now become apparent, hopefully. So deciding the exact purpose of a face-to-face, like an opportunity to collaborate, reduces wasted time, or a descent into clique socialising, or pointless roundtable updates. What are these meetings actually for, and why should they be face-to-face? How often are they? When and where do you run them? And always be mindful of how they could be improved. Online working should make up the majority of your activity, because it means that anyone can contribute whatever their circumstances. So be specific about how people can get involved, what technology they need to understand and use, and how is activity tracked? How are you embracing modern collaboration like agile working? Above all, this is an opportunity to agree on commitments and accountability. How do you agree roles and expectations? What happens if someone doesn't meet these? Don't forget to update the previous template on roles with your own details. And that's not to say that cold process overtakes your previous work on values. How are you proving your values by empowering your members to get work done? You may want to go as far as creating a charter that all active members sign their name to.